are listening to The Morning Magazine on KGNU. I'm your host, Shannon Young. Lunar New Year celebrations kicked off yesterday, ringing in the Year of the Rabbit. The East Asian holiday is celebrated by Asian diaspora communities around the world. In Denver, festivities kicked off Saturday with a community fair and packed performance of dancers, musicians, and acrobats at George Washington High School. Then on Sunday, the Far East Center on South Federal Boulevard hosted lion dances and fireworks in the first of two weekends of events. For more on what's ahead, I spoke with Mimi Luang of Trung Ang Gifts. Today was the first of the many days of celebration for Lunar New Year. Can you tell folks what they have to look forward to if they come back, for example, on Saturday the 28th?
For Lunar New Year, this is the first day. We usually celebrate for 15 days. Today, you were able to see some lion dance, correct? Next week, the 28th and 29th, we will be having the Lunar New Year Celebration Festival, which will have the dragon dance, fireworks show, martial arts performance. We'll have ice carving, K-pop, V-pop, lots of cultural performances, and we'll have a lot of food vendors in the parking lot also.
And for people who may have never been to the Far East Center, can you explain the layout and what all is here?
Our plaza has a huge gate. You won't miss it. We're on the southwest corner of the Federal and Alameda. And when you come in, you will see a lot of restaurants and gift shops and supermarket. And it's just a small plaza where it's considered a hub for people to come eat, shop, play, and celebrate events with us.
Primarily, are the shop owners Vietnamese here?
The shop owners are my parents. So this plaza has been open since 1987. And this will be the 32nd year hosting this Lunar New Year celebration for the community. My parents has always wanted to share their culture with just anyone, just that shops at their shop or comes into the plaza. But in the past 32 years, it organically grew into a huge community celebration. And we're just here and happy for people to come and learn about our culture, our traditions, and our holiday.
Your parents are the owners of the gift shop, but the other shops, the restaurants, everything else, where are people primarily from?
Most of the people in this plaza are from Vietnam. But we do have some Chinese, we have Thai, it's a very diverse plaza. That's why my parents actually chose the name Far East Center, because it is catered to everyone in the Far East and a place for them to remember where their home is at.
This year is Year of the Rabbit for Chinese New Year, but in Vietnam, it's also Year of the Cat. Why the difference this particular year?
This year is the Year of the Rabbit, you're correct. It's celebrated as the Year of the Rabbit everywhere, except for in Vietnam. Vietnam, they considered the word male is as similar as when in the Bazi chart, the sound of male and male, it sounds the same. So that's why they called it the Year of the Cat.
Mm-hmm. Okay, interesting.
But, all my customers here that, comes and shop with us, they celebrate both. Everyone loves the culture. They're just here to enjoy the celebration and celebrate the holiday as a whole. It's not cat versus rabbit, rabbit versus cat, or anything like that. It's all togetherness. And, we all just want to come together and celebrate the holiday together.
This particular event attracts a tremendous amount of people. And even though today, which we're recording on Sunday the 22nd, it's supposedly not even the biggest of the events. The big event is on the 28th. Usually from year to year, how many people come to attend these events here?
Our event usually can't have anywhere up from 1,500 to 4,000, yes, the parking is congested. We always tell our patrons to Uber, carpool, or, park in the surrounding neighborhoods. But yes, there is quite a walk. We don't have a big enough space to have extra parking. So if you can Uber, Lyft, or do car share or whatever, you can still do that and still come and join the celebration with us.
Anything else listeners may need to know as they plan to attend the event on the 28th?
We will have a lot of perks. We have a lot of prize giveaways. We will have a lot of special packages to give out. We also will have, we're looking for videographers, anyone that is videoing our, you know, the dragon or anything of this event. If they send it in, they get raffled in for a Caesars package, which gets, it's worth $500.
One last question. I saw people from all types of backgrounds here today. It's indicative of the diversity that's along Federal Boulevard and in this neighborhood. What's the importance of having a festival that draws people in, even from other cultures?
Well, that is why I love this community so much. I grew up in Westwood, and our community is Westwood, and it is very diverse. It is filled with Asian, Hispanic, Latino, American, every kind of nationality you can think of shops in our plaza. So we want to welcome everyone. And then at the same time, everyone is happy to come and celebrate with us because they want to learn our culture. They want to learn our traditions. And they're just happy to just be here to watch something different and celebrate a different atmosphere.
That was Mimi Luang of Truong-Ang Gifts in Denver's Far East Center. Truong-Ang Gifts will host a second weekend of Lunar New Year celebrations January 28th and 29th. The Asian Pacific Alliance of Longmont will also host an event at Silver Creek High School Saturday, February 4th. You are listening to The Morning Magazine on KGNU. We'll be back after this short break.